This is Akashwani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. India has planned to have its own space station, namely Bharat Antariksh Station, and if all plan goes well, an Indian astronaut will be on the moon by 2040. This was stated by Minister of State in Prime Minister's office, Dr. Jitendra Singh, while replying to supplementaries in the Lok Sabha today. Mr. Singh said, Chandrayaan 4 will be launched through two launch vehicles and it will have five components. In reply to a query on why the chosen four Gaganyaan astronauts have been kept away from the public eye, Mr. Singh said it has been done to keep them away from distractions. He added that Gaganyaan's test flight with a female robot will be launched by the end of this year.
जिस प्रकार सुनीता विलियम को लाने के लिए डॉकिंग और अनडॉकिंग के प्रोसेसेस का इस्तेमाल किया गया वो हमारे लिए भी आने वाले समय में अनिवार्य रहेगा क्योंकि भारत की भी योजना है कि हमारा एक अपना अंतरिक्ष स्टेशन हो जिसका हम नाम भारत अंतरिक्ष स्टेशन रखें और यदि सब कुछ योजना अनुसार चलता रहा तो सन 2040 को एक भारतीय मूल का व्यक्ति चांद पर उतारने की भी योजना है.
NASA astronauts Sunita Williams and Butch Wilmore have embarked on a 45-day rehabilitation program to help them adapt to Earth's gravity after spending 9 months in space. They returned safely to Earth early this morning, splashing down off the coast of Florida aboard SpaceX's Crew 9 capsule. Following their extended stay aboard the International Space Station, the astronauts will now undergo physical reconditioning to counteract the effects of prolonged weightlessness. The rehabilitation is divided into three phases. The first phase starts today, focusing on mobility, flexibility, and muscle strengthening. The second phase incorporates proprioceptive exercises and cardiovascular training, while the third and the longest phase prioritizes functional development. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi congratulated the entire team of NASA behind the safe return of the Crew 9 mission on Earth. In a social media post, the President said that India's daughter, Sunita Williams, and her fellow astronauts have inspired everyone with their perseverance, dedication, and never-say-die spirit. She added that the historic journey of the astronauts is a tale of determination, teamwork, and extraordinary courage. In his message, Mr. Narendra Modi said that Sunita Williams and the Crew 9 astronauts have once again shown the world what perseverance truly means. Mr. Modi said that their unwavering determination in the face of the vast unknown will forever inspire millions. The Enforcement Directorate is interrogating RJD President and former Bihar Chief Minister Lalu Prasad in connection with Land for Jobs money laundering case. He reached the ED regional office at Patna this morning with his daughter and Lok Sabha member Meesa Bharti to appear before the investigating officers. Yesterday, former Chief Minister and wife of Lalu Prasad, Rabdi Devi, and their elder son Tej Pratap Yadav appeared before the investigation team of the Central Enforcement Agency. The National Investigation Agency, NIA, is conducting searches at multiple locations in Jammu in connection with a terrorist infiltration case. NIA officials said that the searches are underway at 12 locations. According to the officials, the case was registered last year based on information about the infiltration of active terrorists belonging to proscribed outfits in the Jammu region. In Madhya Pradesh, search and rescue operations continue to locate the missing individuals after a boat capsized at Mata Tila Dam in Shivpuri last evening. 8 out of 15 people were safely rescued yesterday. So far, 5 bodies have been recovered, while the search for 2 others is still going on. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today extended his greetings to the CRPF on the CRPF Day. In a social media post, he said that the day marks the occasion when the force was honoured with the President's colour in 1950. Mr. Shah said that its valour and sacrifice have continued to inspire generations of patriots. The benchmark domestic equity indices Sensex and Nifty were trading with modest gains in the afternoon trade today amid mixed global cues. The 30-share BSE Sensex gained 182 points to 75,483 and the NSE Nifty 50 rose 76 points to 22,910 when reports last came in. And that is the end of this news bulletin.